more and more businesses are getting interested in apprenticeships and offering them. And I think more and more young people are actually seeing an apprenticeship as a really good way to get into a career and get on with the business.
Now, apprenticeships always traditionally were kind of seen as sort of as a, you know, going historically back as sort of as a jobbing entry route into work. Is that still the case? Or, and also apprentices have changed now, aren't they? Because they used to be sort of, you know, shoemakers and boilermakers.
Well, I think nowadays apprenticeships are in every single industry you could imagine. So that's the first thing. I think if there's a job out there, it's quite likely that there's an apprenticeship in it. The other thing is young people can now get into an apprenticeship at sort of an entry level into a business and go all the way through in some areas, all the way through to a degree level.
Now, I also noticed there's a new type of apprentice scheme, or fairly new, I think, which is, I suppose when I was younger, it was sort of like the sandwich course, where you can basically work and study for a degree. I mean, is this degree level apprenticeship, like in essence, a sandwich course, or is it something else again? How does this work?
So basically, an apprenticeship is where you go into the workplace and you earn whilst you learn. So it's a combination, and they, you know, they vary across industries. But, you know, for some areas now, we can actually get into the business at the starting level. And as we say, work all the way through to degree level. And there will be varying combinations of actually on the work job and away from the workplace job, where you're actually doing some of the more sort of technical side of things. But it really depends on the individual apprenticeship.
Now, I'm quite curious about this degree apprenticeship. Is this almost like a three-year thing, like a degree, or is it you drop in and drop out and it's over a longer period of time? Because I think for a lot of people that maybe might struggle with academia, this would seem sort of a great halfway house where you're kind of getting work experience, you're learning the job, but also you're studying for higher qualifications as well.
Yeah, and I think the key thing with the apprenticeship is it's in the workplace. So you are an employee, you're with a business and you're learning with them. But then, you know, for something, so for example, a degree level apprenticeship, yes, you will be doing sort of a fair amount of learning away from the workplace as well as in it. But the key thing is that it's primarily that you're in that business employed and actually you've got a very clear career path. And that's the big difference.
I mean, we hear a lot in the media about sort of skill shortages in certain areas. I mean, is this, have the apprenticeships sort of, are they filling this skills gap in the UK marketplace? Or,
yes.
Or is there still, or the skill gap still exists and more needs to be done?
There's still an opportunity. So I think the call is out to businesses. And if businesses are interested, they can go to greatbusiness.gov.uk/apprenticeships. And what we're seeing now is more and more industries where there are skills gaps coming together through the Trailblazer apprenticeship scheme, where businesses can actually design the standards that they need for their employees, so that, you know, apprenticeships are basically built for purpose. So they're training up young people so that they are helping to fill those skills gaps that those industries need. So if you think of things like engineering, digital skills now, construction industry, they're all getting on board with helping design future apprenticeships so that they can help fill that skills gap.